And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Fry. How are you?
I am doing great. So what are folks saying this week?
Well, this week we've been getting a lot of comments on our blog about the fallout from the New Yorker magazine cover showing a turban-wearing Barack Obama fist-jabbing an AK-47-toting Michelle Obama. We got some letters about the story, too. Fahim Rasool wrote in to say the way you handled the story on Monday's Bloggers Roundtable was right on.
He wrote, "People, what is wrong with being Muslim in America? The media seem to be running a smear campaign to discredit the religion and make it seem like a cult or some terrorist organization. Every time that a suicide bomber or Osama bin Laden does something, the media call it Islamic terrorist. But when Timothy McVeigh bombed the federal building that killed hundreds of innocent people, was he called a Christian terrorist? The bottom line is that they are just terrorists. As for Obama, the Christian, it is just racist America taking a stab at your character as a black American. Keep your eye on the prize."
Brian Winkleman in Philadelphia thinks the way we covered a mostly black neighborhood in Ohio that didn't have access to public tap water was depressing. He wrote us this: "Here was a perfect example of a community of black Americans who, when subjected to a difficult situation, demonstrated awesome self-reliance, initiative, and brilliance in overcoming it. Sadly, your program focused on complaining about racist white people. Maybe there'd be less racists if black leaders stopped whining about all of their problems."
Ron Ward wrote in about last Wednesday's Bloggers Roundtable about a campaign encouraging advertisers to boycott some of BET's programming. "I am wondering if TV boycotts work. It frustrates me that we can be on the verge of electing a man of color for highest office of the land, but I can't get any people of color in front or behind the camera."
And Devin Stokesbury in Cincinnati, Ohio, commented on our month-long series on jazz, where we've covered the trend of broadcast radio stations dropping jazz programming from their lineups. "Jazz was removed from my local NPR stations about 5 years ago. Since then, I've turned to XM, Pandora.com, and internet stations to listen to jazz. Pandora has been especially helpful, helping me to hear a depth of jazz variety that I never knew existed. I think these outlets will give jazz its second wind."
And finally, Diapriya Kukuzemans in New Delhi, India, wrote in about singer Renee Marie, who sang this instead of the Star Spangled Banner at Denver's State of the City address.
"Lift every voice and sing."
He wrote, "I'm loving Renee, and why not? It gives due respect to the fact that we are a multicultural society, not just a white society with a bunch of others. Go, girl. That was brave and uniquely American and creative."
And that's it for letters. Thank you for writing, and please keep your comments coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.